Hey ladies, welcome to Boss Ladies Connect. I am so excited that you're joining us on this podcast where we encourage women and inspire them to fully walk in everything that they've been called to do. We believe that each person has been created with a specific purpose, and it is up to us to walk in it, to discover what it is, and to allow it to fully manifest in our lives. And so each week we have conversations that allow us to evolve and grow and to fully understand and embrace the purpose called on our lives. And so ladies, without further ado, let us get started. Hey guys, welcome to this week's podcast episode. So excited. We are ending our Recalibrating You series. And it has been, we have discussed so many different aspects or areas of life that have just been essential in our ability to do life well, right? From a holistic perspective. And so I have thoroughly enjoyed talking with you guys about financial vision, talking with you guys about alignment, right? Talking to you guys about being led, you know, by the Holy Spirit and the things that you do and the ways that you partner and just so many other great topics that we've had, you know, not quitting, understanding the investment that we make in ourselves and how sometimes that takes a minute, right, to see the manifestation of that. And so as we're ending this series, I really wanted to just touch on this last topic of discernment, right? And what discernment looks like, what it means, how it has benefited me, how I'm continuously reminded of the importance of it and allowing myself to operate in it. And so let's get to this week's topic, y'all. So when I think about discernment, right? So some people call discernment your intuition, right? Like my intuition, something is like off, something I'm not really feeling. There's something here that is like giving me bad energy, like I'm not feeling these vibes. We use so many different words or different lingos to kind of express the same kind of concept, right? Of there being an unction or a feeling that is guiding us or leading us in a different direction or maybe leading us towards something, right? And so for me, when I speak about discernment, I speak about the discernment from the Holy Spirit that we are able to operate in. In the Bible, you know, that's a gift. That's a gift that God gives us and allows us to partake in as his sons and daughters, as believers in him. And it's really simple. We can just ask for it. Like sometimes, like if I'm going to a meeting, right? Or if I'm having a meeting and it's like a big decision, maybe a major commitment that I'm about to make, I'll like a part of my prayer will be like, Lord, give me discernment. Let me understand, like, should I take this deal or should I move in this direction or should I dial back a little bit? Like, what exactly, what direction are you calling me to move in outside of what I can see? Because a lot of times, you know, we see things look good. And then when we actually get in it, we realize that, that was off. Like, this was the worst decision that I could have made. And so I have had that prayer time. I have asked for discernment, but I don't always do it. And so now I'm like getting to a place where I understand that I need to continue to ask for discernment in all things, right? Even when I'm having like company over, even when I'm having friends, even when I'm just like, you know, of like what I want to watch or what I'm going to do, or should I, you know, purchase this particular thing. I've tended to like kind of only keep it for like the bigger issues or the bigger things in life, like where I really just don't know. Right? Like I'm about to make a major house purchase or I'm about to purchase a car or something like that. Like just, you know, give me discernment if they like trying to screw me over or whatever. Right. And not in just everyday activities. And so I'm learning that I have to start doing this in everyday activities, right? If I want to be able to move with divine guidance, right? Move with divine understanding, that I'm going to need to be able to do this on a regular basis. So I just had a situation this week that reminded me of how beneficial just saying that prayer, just asking God to reveal some, things to me, but also how important it is to actually act on it, right? So I trying to figure out how to say this without like saying it, just in case, someone watches this. But well, before I talk about the situation, let me talk about some of the feelings that I'll get when it comes to discernment for me. So, like I said earlier, I'll have a time where I just feel like things are off, right? Like things are just not, there's something off. I can't put my hand on it. I'm not 100% sure, like what, I'm not 100% sure how, what it is. I can't really prove it, but what I can do is, or what I do know is that something's not completely settling with me. And when I recognize that something's not completely settling me, I'll do a couple of things. So one of the things that I'll do is I'll ignore it, right? I'll be like, well, girl, you're making too much of it. This looks really, really good. They're presenting this kind of way. I'll ignore it because often that's the thing I wanted to say. Oftentimes discernment is like a tap, I feel like the Lord tapping you on the shoulder. Like it's a little tap, hey, slow down a little bit. Hey, just fall back, just wait a little bit. Or it'll be a tap where it's like, this is going to be bigger than you think it is. This, I've connected you guys on purpose. This is the right direction for you to move in. This is the move that I want you to take. It'll be a little tap. And so the thing that I love about it is that it's not like a bullying type of feeling. It very much is available. And if you choose to partake in it, you can partake in it. And if you choose not to, you just don't. But I found that the times when I've taken part in it, I have eliminated so much distraction, so much distraction, so much frustration, so much just time wasted, because I actually had to wait for that thing to be revealed to me, as opposed to moving in the space without the actual revelation or understanding of what happens. So I feel like discernment is. So I feel like discernment is like divine wisdom, right? Where you are not able to see all of the details, but there's like a fly on the wall telling you, this is what they really got going on, or this is what's really happening, or this is the fine print, or this is what they didn't reveal, right? And without you having to take time or waste time experiencing that, you're able to avoid that heartache. You're able to avoid that heartbreak. You're able to avoid that waste of energy that you would be putting in to that space because you've just been obedient. You paid attention to the tapping. Now, I do want to clarify, because sometimes people will confuse like discernment with fear, right? And so sometimes we have our own fears, our own insecurities that will move us to not like move or commit or do certain things. But typically, I feel like fear is like a push. It's like a push. It'll push you in the opposite direction that you should be going in. Like it'll push you in a direction, whereas it'll drive you right to a certain direction. It could be a part of your motivation, right? That kind of put, it's like a push. It's like a heavy push, right? But discernment, I feel like it's just like a tap. Like it's so non-confrontational, right? It can be something as just feeling unsettled, which is not like a major push. It's just something that you can't let go of or just get rid of, even when you want to, you still feel unsettled about it. And so it's so important that when that happens, we don't ignore it. How many times have you heard somebody say, like, I knew, dang it, I knew something was going on. I knew something was off. I knew that I got this like feeling, or you know, people like, yo, when such and such come in the room, the energy changes. Like that energy is off. I don't even want to be in this space. Like those are things that we should not be ignoring. And sometimes we do, you know, we do ignore it, whether it's because of the immediate benefit that we feel like we're gonna get, or even a long-term benefit that we feel like we're gonna get. But in the end, it always manifests itself. And just from my experience, when it does manifest itself, I'm at a loss with something, right? Whether it's just my frustration, my aggravation, whether it's my time, whether it's my money, whether it is my reputation because of what I've aligned with or what I've connected with, I've always lost something. And so I'm coming to the place and coming to the point where I'm just like, I need to make sure that before I do, just like everything, I'm like, Lord, just give me discernment. But even more importantly, that I listen to it. I take heed. I trust it, right? Like I trust it. I don't want to have to wait for things to have to fully reveal themselves before I move, right? I don't want to ignore the unctions and the things that are unsettling to me. And just ignore them. And it doesn't always mean that you're not supposed to do it or you're not supposed to move in that way, but it could mean that maybe you have to research a little bit more. Maybe you have to sit back and watch a little bit more. Maybe you have to observe a little bit more. And I think we're so quick, and myself included, to just want to hurry up and do stuff. Like, I want to check this off my list. I want to get this done. I want to you know, check off. And a lot of times it's not just the check off. It's not just the signing on the paper. It's the long-term commitment, or it's the dealing with all the other things that come along with it, dealing with all the other issues. Like if it's a partnership or some type of collaboration, it's dealing with all those other things. And there are things that you don't always know that you're going to encounter when you agree to something or when you commit to something. Like I thought I was committing to what was on paper. But lo and behold, I've committed to any insecurities you have. I've committed to any messiness that you do. I've committed to the way you time manage. I've committed to so many things that I didn't realize I was committing to, that, you know, the Holy Spirit was trying to tap me and nudge me on the shoulder to like, okay, you need to prepare yourself, or maybe this is not going to be the space for you because maybe you're not ready. You're not ready to deal with those things. And so this is kind of similar of what happened to me. I just kept getting this feeling that something was off and I couldn't really pinpoint it, right? But I just, you know, I went along anyway. And then as time would go by, little things would begin to reveal themselves. And I'm like, okay, I'm trying not to get annoyed. Like, I'm trying not to get frustrated. And I tell you, every time it was like, okay, my frustration level was at one. Now it's at two. Okay, fine, I could deal with two, you know. Now this thing happened. Now my frustration level has gone from two to three. Okay, I could deal with three. Now this thing, you know what I'm saying? And all these things. And it was like there was an unsettling before I even agreed to commit, or before I even agreed to collaborate in that way. And but I ignored it. You know, I ignored it. I didn't pay attention to it. And so what has happened now is that now I have long-term frustration that I'll have to still deal with because the dynamics aren't necessarily changing, right? The dynamics aren't necessarily changing. And so now I have to revamp, how I'm going to move, come to a place of acceptance with some things that may or may not happen. And I could have avoided, all of this. And then honestly, there's like a feeling of like wasting of time and wasting of money. You know what I mean? But I just really am reminded that if that is, it's on, the onus is on me, the responsibility is on me to walk in a place of discernment, to utilize the gifts that God gives to us, to help us navigate through life in a more, in a less bumpy manner. Like life is going to be bumpy, but we don't have to, we don't have to, we don't have to take on every single bump that comes our way. And sometimes it's just because we're not paying attention. We're not being sensitive enough to the guidance of the Holy Spirit to avoid certain pitfalls that were never really meant for us to fall in, it was just really to remind us, oh, dang, you didn't use that gift that I gave you. And now you're expending extra energy in a space that you could be repurposing someplace else. But because you chose to move, you this is something that you're temporarily going to have to deal with. And I don't want to make it sound like God be mad at us or something. Like he's not mad at us because we've chosen to do that. I think he just gently reminds us, right? He still covers us, he still protects us. But it's just awesome, I think, to be reminded about the fact that he was there all along. He was telling me in the beginning, right? He was guiding me in the beginning. It was because I chose not to act that I'm experiencing what I'm experiencing. And I think to be able to recognize that it's not, you're not in this space or this place because of the absence of him. Like he, people say all the time, he's been there all along. He's been there. He absolutely has. Now, have I taken heed to all of the taps and the nudges and the gentle pushes that I've been given to move in the spaces that he actually designed for me? No, I haven't, right? And so sometimes I have to take detours and they may get a little bumpy. But with each detour, I am reminded that there is an easier route, right? There is an easier route through him. Easier doesn't mean that it's going to be without pain or without disruption. But I just think I waste less time. Right? I'm able to get to where he's pulling me to or wanting me to be in, as opposed to having these distractions and detours that were unnecessary to the call on my life and the things that I've been called to do. And so I just wanted to challenge you today as we're closing this recalibrating series, to remember your arsenal, to remember the things in your tool bag. To remember that you're not out here alone. You're not out here doing this on your own, right? You don't have to be doing this on your own. You can very well be in partnership with the Holy Spirit, and you can also allow the spirit of discernment to help you navigate through those rough terrains. And I oftentimes think of I'm married, but there are some people that are not married. They're single, they're out here. Maybe you don't have family, maybe you don't have people that you can depend on, but you're reminded that you can be reminded and encouraged that you're not alone. Like with his discernment can help guide you and lead you. And you can walk in certain spaces and be confident that he's got your back, right? That God has got your back, that he's continuously guiding and directing you. And so, as I'm reminded of that, I just absolutely wanted to share that to kind of close out This series. I'm super excited about what is next to come, y'all. We're going to be talking about doing business well. So I have some phenomenal guest speakers that are going to be coming on, or guests to the podcast that are going to be talking about topics such as the right systems or why systems are important in your life and in your business. Going to be talking about trademarking, going to be talking about team building, going to be talking about all the stuff that as entrepreneurs or even as professionals that you want to be able to execute or implement in your life to help you do business well as life. And then following that, just got a download of what the next series is going to be about. And I'm excited. I'm not going to share yet. But I'm excited about the direction of the podcast and what's going to be coming up. So, guys, until next time, continue to do life and business well. Talk to you later.
Ladies, did you enjoy that episode or what? Did this episode speak to you in some kind of way? I would absolutely love to hear about it. Y'all know it does my heart good when you subscribe and you share this podcast with someone else that you know can absolutely benefit from it. Y'all, we are out here connecting, walking in our purpose, and encouraging each other along the way. I love meeting with you every week, and I'd love to stay further connected. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Tisha_talks and to visit my website, www.tishatalks.org. You'll find the podcast, you'll find other videos, and you'll find other courses and classes and workshops, conferences, the list goes on and on to the things that we are currently doing so that we can further connect beyond this weekly podcast. So ladies, without further ado, I want you guys to walk fully in everything that you've been called to, align your passion with your purpose, and go out there and get everything that has your name on it. Talk to you later.